This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 314 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are joined once again by a special guest. He's our buddy. He's been on a couple of episodes. He's going to be on more episodes. You know him. You love him. His name is Scott. Scott, please go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Now, that's how you know he's here. He's real. He said hello to you. He's not a figment of your imagination. You can find Scott on Instagram at JoeJokersMovies. He doesn't do YouTube, but he does speak with us here on the podcast. So he's going to be breaking down this movie with us. This is our continuation of Michael Bay films. Now, these are his like one-off movies, no sequels. Last week, we did The Rock. This week, we're doing a movie from 2016 called 13 Hours. Now, it does have a subtitle. It's like The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, but pretty much everyone just calls it 13 Hours. And it's one of his, I won't say lesser known, but probably lesser talked about movies. Alex, I know you have never seen this, correct?
Yeah, I heard of it, but I never seen it at all.
Yeah. And Scott, is this one that you had seen before or never seen? Or
no, I'd never seen it. I didn't even know it was a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, same thing. I didn't know either. At all. Like, I was like, okay, shocked.
You guys proved my point. It's not like one of his most well-known. So we're going to be covering it 2016. But before we do, let me go ahead and give you a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes action. And then we're going to get right into the review. So this is a surprising one.
Oh boy.
A little bit. The surprising part is the gap between how big of a difference the two scores are. This one critically has a 51%.
I knew it too.
I went to look for it. I look for these after I'm done watching them because I don't want to have any, you know, stains on my brain. So I just watch it. Then I said 51. Okay, sure. Audience score 82%. So it is 31% higher and it's very fresh. This has a higher audience score than the movie we did last episode, Men in Black. Now, I'm not saying if that's accurate. All I'm saying is regular people seem to enjoy this film far more than the critics did. Are these numbers surprising to you, Scott?
Absolutely not. Mm-mm-mm. Well, actually, no. The critic score is surprising, but the audience score is not. This is
Alex.
I'm freaking shocked. I'm freaking shocked. Dude, 51. Look, let's just look at, I mean, we did Men in Black and that joint was a 91.
Yes.
Critics. Mm-hmm. This movie, there's gotta be something,
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it is just Bay hate? Michael Bay hate?
I always say it with people. Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes. When they hate someone or a brand, any movie that's actually really good is going to look like crap. And I will say it, DC movies should not be hated on that Rotten Tomatoes the way they make it seem like. Like, that's my thing. And Michael Bay should not get as much hate. Now, Transformers is one thing, but
this came out during when he was still making Transformers. There came a point where a Transformers movie, and then a non-Transformers. This was one of the non-Transformers. I am genuinely surprised when I went to look up the critic score.
I was always under the impression
that this was one of his more liked films, even with them, but apparently not. But we're going to go ahead and talk about it here. We're going to give you our take on it. Scott, you're going to get to go first. We're going to talk about the lead. Now, this is definitely an ensemble. There's a lot of characters. Very Black Hawk Down, if you've ever seen that film. We'll do it. Don't worry about it. But this is similar. This movie reminds me of that movie a little bit. But our main guy that we are introduced to the movie with, start and finish, is John Krasinski's character Jack Silva. Now, it's a true story. So these people existed. Mm-hmm. We got to keep that in mind as well when we're scoring. So Scott, go ahead, take it away. You could talk about him. You could talk about the group if you want, however you want to.
So I rated the group. They're called the GSR, I think is what I remember their name.
GRS,
GRS.
Yes.
I gave them a 5. I loved it. I mean, they're real people. So, I mean, like, you know, I feel like a dick for not giving them anything but a 5. You know what I mean? So I gave them all a 5. I love the camaraderie between all of them. The heavy duty soldier stuff, and they're real, so I give them a 5.
Alex.
Yeah, so remember when we did that string of army movies and we said like it's the hardest thing to rate is based on true stories, because I can't be the dick and go, oh man, this guy's not realistic, when in reality, if it's, you know, dramatized or, you know, they just made it more action than what actually happened, that's one thing. But what these guys had to go through, their personalities, whether it is or isn't, I enjoy enjoyed it from beginning to end. I think they were brothers, which you could, I mean, all army people, military, they all, you know, they have that the camaraderie with each other. So for me, I think they all gelled very well. You had Jim, you had the Pam's husband from Roy, the office.
The Jim and Roy, Roy reunion.
Yeah,
Roy.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you had that. So you already know their chemistry from the TV show. Then you got my boy Halo, Master Chief.
Den of Thieves.
Yeah.
Pablo Schreiber.
Pablo. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got the guy from 24, which is James Badger, Dale. Yeah, yep. He's really good. And he was the bad guy in Iron Man 3.
Yep.
So you had a lot of good. Oh, and then you got my. Okay. I had to double think. I had to pause it when I saw him on screen. Toby Stephens. I think it's his name is Stephens. You know who he was, Nate?
Let's see him with a short hair. Is he? No. He's in James Bond. I'm guessing it's from that. Die Another Day.
Yes. So he was the guy who was like, I was right under your nose. And he put that funny face. He was Mustafa Graves.
Yeah.
Remember, okay. he was Mustafa Graves when the hot chick. Yeah, so anyway, I went off on the track. But anyway, he was really good in that movie. I mean, not Die Another Day. He was good in this one. He was really good in this movie. I think the ensemble was great. I don't want to take too much time. They were great. I gave it a 5. Hands down, 5.
You guys both said something that rings 100% true. It's difficult to score when they're real. And this is not it's not a fictional movie where you have to create a character. So, you know, it's hard to score low. Unless they're telling the story of a dirtbag human, then I could be like, this guy's a 2 as a person. These are heroes. They did something heroic. They were kind of left out there. If you know the true story, which we're not going to get into the whole thing, but they were kind of just left out there to die pretty much. You know what I mean? You know, they fought for their country. They protected people. I love the camaraderie between them. I thought it felt realistic to what I would imagine it would be like. So I gave them a 5 as well. This is not a movie where they're writing characters per se. These guys are just portraying real life people to the best of their ability. So I do give it a 5. They all seemed like awesome people who did who had a hard job to do, and they did their job. So, all right, villains. Now, again, this is not one of those movies with there's not a villain. There is faceless people.
Henchmen.
Yeah, just an army. Bad guys. Yeah, coming after them. So, Alex, what did you think?
I'm gonna give them a 5. I mean, look, yes, they all suicide bombers at the end of the day. I mean, they all kamikaze'd at the end. I mean, they didn't have to, but they didn't even learn their lesson. They had the higher ground, and they gave pinpoint accuracy shots all over the place. But I'm not gonna say I liked it, but I think the amount of villains in this movie was pretty good. I mean, it kept the story engaging because honestly, there's something, I'll hold it off for a story, but they did stuff here that they did in Sicario that I was just like, holy crap, was the element of surprise. Like, you really don't know where anyone could be bad or good. Like, they were in the middle of,
paranoia.
I didn't know what the, my anxiety was through the roof because I was like, oh my God, someone's going to get shot in the back and then I'm going to get pissed and break a controller. Like, I was just starting to get into it. But I gave it a 5 because I think that element that Michael Bay gave you with thousands of extras running towards them and all over the town that they were in, I gave kudos. I thought it worked out very well for this type of story. So I gave it a 5.
Scott, what do you got?
I just called them ISIS. I gave them a 5.
Yeah, they're pretty much terrorists.
I mean, there's no other way to put terrorists. It. I mean, terrorists, ISIS, whatever. They're a 5. I mean, they're real people. This battle happened. I mean, they brought them to their knees. They thought they weren't going to make it out of there alive. So, I mean, it's a 5.
Well, guess what? I'm going to go different than you guys. And I don't care, okay? Let me tell you, they're bad guys, so I don't feel bad. But I still give them a 4. I didn't give them a 5, though. The only reason they didn't get a 5 and the good guys did is because literally none of them even, they have like, don't even have speaking parts, barely. Like, they just yell, stop the car! You know, it's random. Now, are they formidable? Yes. But did they also absolutely get wiped out by 6 guys for most of the movies? Yes, they did. So, you know, they did get killed a lot once they started launching the mortars. You know, that scene was great, by the way, when they have the camera view inside the rocket launcher and it like follows the rocket. I dug that. I don't care. I give a 4. I hate them. They're bad guys. They killed innocent people and I won't give them a 5. But at least if there was one guy who was like a leader. Remember, Alex, remember when we did The Kingdom? How they had like the guy, like there's at least that one guy.
Oh, the bomber guy. Yeah.
I know that I hate that guy the most. So it's a 5. This movie didn't have that. It lacked that, you know, for me. So five, four. Totally understand your scores. Not even going to argue. Action scenes. Scotty boy, you get to go first. What do you got for action?
Action scenes. I mean, have you seen this movie? It's a five. Literally. I mean, like from the beginning, you get a little bit of talking and then you get straight into freaking tension where they're like, he's like, welcome to Benghazi. And they're all there and they're just pointing guns straight in their face. And then you move on a little bit. You get a car chase scene. And then, I mean, the last hour and a half of the movie is a freaking battle that you're like trying not to shit your pants. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a five.
Alex, what do you got?
Let me tell you guys, this movie, you walk into the Action Movie Guys restaurant and you sit down and you order some action steaks because this is what you're getting here. This is pure action. Okay. You, the bottle of gun oil with some action steaks because, man, let me tell you, this movie has action up the ass and is intense action. Not no like boom, boom, boom. Like, I don't mind gun firing. We all get into gun firing, but it is intense because you don't know who's going to die. You don't know what's going to happen. It's based on a true story. I love the way the guns look so realistic shooting from a distance with the tracing of the bullets coming out the guns. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Mortar scene is one of my favorite scenes I think I've seen in an action movie in a long time. Especially when you saw my man, what's his name? Glenn. Mm-hmm. Running, and then you saw it right behind him before it hit. He was like, whoa! Yeah. And then he died. And then, oh man, that was the saddest part.
His arm was dangling. It was nasty.
Oh my God, the dude's arm. And then he told him to cut his clothes off so see he's not bleeding all over the place. Loved it. I mean, not loved it, but in terms of action scenes, I loved it. I thought it was cool. The scenes with the cars, they're getting followed. It was so much intense. I was like, holy crap. I think this is like, besides Sicario, I was like deep into the movie because of the action. Like, it sucked me right into the screen. I was like, oh my God. Like, six dudes versus hundreds of terrorists coming towards them. And if this is what they really had to go through for 13 hours, well, not 13 hours, but like 6 hours or five while they were on top of these roofs, kudos, man.
Yeah.
Because, man, when one dude got hit in the helmet, I said, oh! I thought he got his brain splattered, but he didn't. He got up and kept shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was really intense. I give it a five.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Sit here and say, no, you know what? You guys are wrong. Ah, give it a three. No, five. And you're right. And you know what? There's one little shot in here that just, I don't know why I think it's so cool. I remember thinking it was cool at the theater, and I remember thinking it was cool this time when they're just shooting a car. I don't know if they really shot the car up, but it's like, getting destroyed. Yeah. I think they really shot it with like, it looked, I don't know, maybe a 50 cal or something. That thing was just like getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. They did something similar in that movie Act of Valor where they just shoot a real car with real bullets and it just looks cool. This has the Transformers 3 stuff that, remember, where it has like at night and it has like sparks kind of like going off and the way everything looks where these like little flares are shooting off of everything. I don't care what anyone says. I really don't care. Michael Bay, you say whatever you want about his movies, his storytelling. He can shoot an action scene and I don't care. I don't really care if you don't think so or if you disagree. To me, it's undebatable. But, you know, that doesn't say that the movies are all great, but the guy can shoot an action scene. You know, he comes from commercials and music videos, which usually means you are pure style. You are visual only. And you could tell. It literally is a visual, visceral. It's bloody. This one, you know, it's rated. Most of his movies are rated R. But like I said, that guy's arm, like literally hanging off. It's so nasty. The black dude with his bones sticking out of his leg. Like, these people get really, really jacked up. People get exploded. They get shot. It has everything. To Scott's point, like, there's a scene in the beginning that's like pretty intense when they're coming from the airport. And then there's like not a lot of action. And I checked at the 43 minute mark. That's when the whole thing starts going down at that complex. From 43 minutes till the end of the movie is essentially one big action scene with like maybe total 15 minutes of like downtime where they're like talking or walking or something. So this is almost all action and the movie's 2 hours and 24 minutes. Five. Okay. Oh. Story. Yeah.
And we forgot the scene that when he told him to go left and he went the other way.
That idiot.
Shooting it all. Oh my God.
I can't believe they survived first.
My wife was like, why is the guy who went through smoke has to drive? I was like, I didn't get that either.
He said, let someone else drive. No, I could drive. Go left. He goes right.
Going in there. Yeah. And they're just going in there and they're just like, I don't know who's with us. I don't know who's with us. And there's all these people around.
Oh, I would have peeled off. I was like, we're out. Like, no stopping. Like, we're done.
I failed the mission.
Remember, yeah, pretty much. And John Krasinski's just like, I told you to go left.
Yeah, he did.
You idiot. Yeah, that guy, that was annoying. Okay, I'm interested in this part, to be honest with you. So, storyline, Alex, what do you got?
Okay, so I was a little, when it came to the story, I know it's based on true story. I don't watch CNN. I don't go into the real world stuff like that. So when it comes to like the movies and stuff, I want to see how much information do they give you for me to follow the story. They didn't give much. I mean, they were CIA base in the middle of, you know, whatever. They pretty much the only ones left in the world because they had like the text in the beginning giving you story. I was like, Jesus, why? But I was like, okay, fine. But from what I gathered from the story, to me, I was engaged. I thought it was good. The storyline was good, but I don't think it was like a perfect storyline. I mean, it's based on a true story, but I think, I don't know, again, it's loosely based. I don't know if it's loosely based. I don't know if it's based off a real actual event. I don't know what the hell. And maybe you guys can elaborate on that. But from the movie itself, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. I'm not going to go with a 5 because, like I said, you know, the ambassador died from from smoke, which you kind of figure out he did or burned to death. You know, these guys wanted to go home, which, you know, every army movie, that's their damn goal, to go home. My thing is like, how messed up. I think they should have had a little bit more scenes from the United States part, like them going, we're not going to save these guys, because I didn't know what was happening with the United States. I was like, you got the ambassador got killed. 6 dudes is defending 150 terrorists coming in and no one wanted to help them. What was going on in the White House? Like, I wanted to see that point of view. Like, what was going on in there? Like, did they say, no, we're not going to help them out? Because you can't tell me they didn't have boats in the seas and they could do F-16s from like all over the place. You know, we have people all over the world, so you can't tell me they couldn't help out these dudes. Like, I don't know. That's the only thing for me that I was just like mad questions and towards the movies, because then I started to get angry. Like, where the fuck is the United States during this whole thing? Like, why are they not getting their own people? Yeah. But anyway, the end of everything, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great.
All right, Scott, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to completely disagree. I gave it a 5. It's, you know, I mean, it's too hard to look up and be like, what did they actually get right? What is actually wrong? What is, you know, and these are real guys that went through this shit. So, I mean, I'd feel like a dick being like, fake. Like, no, it's got to be a 5. So it was a 5.
All right. You disagreed with him and I'm going to disagree with both of you. I gave it a 3. So this is an interesting movie because we all gave it a different score. I'm going to be honest with you. The first 45 minutes of this movie, I don't know what's going on. Most of the time, I didn't know what was going on.
I was saying.
You're right. Well, I agreed with you in that regard. I just gave it a lower score because I don't know what. Literally, the end part, it's easy to follow because you just know it's bad guys trying to kill these guys. That's it. And when you boil it down to that premise, it's simple. Literally everything else, you're right. There's too much text on screen, information for you to try to keep up with. Once he gets there, this guy's talking with him. I don't even know. I didn't understand. Like, why are these guys stopping them to check the vehicles? They're talking about, this is the country free? Is it not free? Muammar Gaddafi gets killed. And I know it's real life, but I feel like I would have to do 2 hours of research in order to like really know what was going on here. And I'm just not going to do that. So I don't think the movie itself did an amazing job of giving me the information I needed to be able to follow a little bit better. Even those people, like, they're going on these meetings, the blonde chick and the other guy. What are they meeting for? Who are they meeting? Why are they? First of all, they're all 10 seconds long, so I don't even know what they're for. They constantly have to leave. It was confusing to me until it got to the simple part of good guys versus bad guys. And so I won't go under a 3 because that part is easy to follow and simple enough. But that first 45 minutes or so, I don't love it because I was mostly confused. Other than them showing them being brothers, I don't know what is going on most of the time. So I don't love the way the story's portrayed.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you because like I was like, okay, like the ambassador got ambushed. And I'm like, he's in this compound. And I'm trying to think if this ambassador is in this compound, like he had a walkie-talkie to talk to these other guys. And I'm like, I don't know what really went on, but I'm like, this dude has no connection to the White House.
That's what I'm saying. You will have to do a lot of research to really get the story. And I'm like, I just don't.
He had no satellite phone to call the White House. Like the president, like, we're under attack. Like, can you help my
ass
out?
When this happened,
like,
it was 2012. So I was in my mid-20s. September 11th. I was not watching the news in 2012. Yeah. So I was 25. I don't remember. So I don't know the whole story. So either way, so we got all different scores, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah. All right. Last overall, what did you think of the movie as a whole, Scott?
As a whole, it's going to be a royal flush, gentlemen.
Ooh, okay.
It's going to be my first 25 out of 20. It's a 5. Overall, it's a five. It was, like I said, it's Michael Bay in his realm, and this is the perfect place to put him in to just have all-out action and just have a great movie that I loved. So it's a five. I mean, I can't sit here and just be like, it was fake. I don't agree with this, because it's a true story. I feel bad. They're real people. So I had to give it a five. So it's a royal flush 25 out of 25 for me.
There you go. All right, Alex, what do you got?
I'm going to give it a two. I'm going to give it a 2 + 3 equals 5, because that is exactly what this movie is. This movie is fine. Look, overall, I didn't know what the fuck was going on for the first half of the movie, but guess what? I didn't need to towards the end, because it did what it had to do. All in all, look, the actors was great in it. In terms of based on the true story, look, it's an amazing story if you guys follow that, what happened to in those events and stuff. And you do get emotional throughout the movie. I did not tear up or nothing, but
I did.
Scott, maybe you did. I think if Jack Kerensky, I think, would have got killed, I think I would have got a little, because he had the more interaction with his daughters.
Yeah, she was pregnant.
So they made you feel like he was going to go. And I was just like, damn. I was like, damn, they setting this shit up, foreshadowing.
I was crying at the end. I was like, he's going to make it home to see his
girl. Oh, when he was on his phone? He was talking with his wife or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a good scene. Good action.
Oh, when he ran downstairs and he sent the last video that he put and it was started to upload. I said, holy
dead.
Shit.
You said he's dead.
Yeah, I was like, this dude's going to get shot in the ass by somebody and bleed out. But I think, look, all in all, Michael Bay, this is interesting, right? Because I'm not a big Michael Bay fan. You guys listen to it here. I hate his Transformers movies. We're not into the Bad Boys yet, so I can't talk about that. But I did like
The Rock.
The Turtles. The Rock was really good. But this movie, I'm going to be honest with you, gotta be his best work, bro. Gotta be his. We didn't even do Bad Boys yet, so I am not gonna include that. This has to be, to me, his piece of resistance, or whatever the hell it's called. The piece of resistance. I don't even know what that means. Yeah, I think it's his best, like,
this is his Mona Lisa.
Yes, I think this is his Mona Lisa. To me, I think this is his best work. Let me tell you, when my wife goes, this has some crazy at camera angles. I mean, camera shots. I went, you damn right. This dude had it everywhere. You got mortar shots. You got Call of Duty shots. Yo, I wanted to see a Call of Duty movie now so bad. Like a movie. It looks so awesome. The scene that they start walking together and they're going down the street, I was like, this is so Call of Duty. I was like, I loved it. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, I gave it a five.
Okay, overall. Well, here I am to ruin the party. Here I am to just... I agree with what you guys said. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I gave it a four. And it's mostly because of that story stuff. Honestly, the first 45 minutes of this movie, I don't really like. To be honest, and this is not my first time seeing it. I have seen it before. It is 2 hours and 24 minutes. It could have been about 2 hours. And you could have easily shaved 24 minutes of the gobbledygook that happens early on. Either that or tell the story better, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, you remember, well, we didn't do it for this show, but we did it for Director Spotlight. Remember when we did Zero Dark 30? Like, and that's the kind of movie where it doesn't have the action that this has, but you know what's going on at all times, who they're going after. I need that a little bit more than just like them talking military stuff. I'm not in the military. I don't know all that terminology. So for me, that always holds this movie back. Where I'd agree with both of you is I do think this is Michael Bay's best work as a director. He didn't write the movie, so I'm not, you know, the script stuff is not even on him, really. I think it's his best direction. I think it's his most mature movie, you know? It doesn't have a lot of the juvenile humor. It has the jokes between the guys, but that's how military people are with each other. You know, I have friends that were in the military, and that's how they talk with each other.
The first movie that doesn't have his signature camera spin on a character.
Oh, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Noticed that. I said, wait, is John Krasinski going to stand up and is going to go the pan, like, he's looking out.
Also,
the thing.
No lens flare, which is another one of his staples. It does have one low angle shot, though, of the ambassador guy. But I mean, hey, we can't ask. We can't have everything, right? He got to get one of his things in there. So, I think the direction wise, that's where I agree with both of you. But for me, overall, it's a four, because that first 45 minutes, it doesn't do much for me personally. Total points is going to be, Scott, you already gave yours, so 25. Mm-hmm. Alex, 25. Yours a little lower. What do you got?
24. AM 24.
A little lower by one.
Now, I will say this, though. I watched this on Paramount Plus. I gotta say, first of all, Paramount Plus, in terms of their digital, I know we don't do all that stuff, but Paramount Plus, like, frequency or whatever you want to call it, streaming.
Their bandwidth?
It's way better than, like, Amazon Prime. Because I saw, there was a movie that I saw. Oh, Violent Night on Amazon Prime. And I said, wait a minute, Nate gave it to me on 4K. I put on the digital version you gave me, the 4K, and that shit was like 10 times more clearer. I was like, what the hell? And the other one was 4K Ultra HD on Amazon Prime. Paramount, 13 hours looked, I mean, it had Atmos and it had the 4K, like the high thing, and it looked amazing. I'm definitely picking it up on 4K. I'm putting it on my wish list.
The disc 13 hours. It looks good because he shot it digitally as well. Mm-hmm. It's not shot on film, so it's like super clear, especially those nighttime fight scenes. You could see like,
oh man, when they were like, turn off the lights. And I was like, don't get sniped. Please don't get sniped.
Yeah, total for me is a 21. So I'm the low man, but I'm okay with it. I do like this movie. I think it is one of Bay's best. Is it my favorite from him? I don't know. It could be. We still have a couple more to go. But yeah, it's up there. I can tell you right now, it's top two or three. Definitely. A good film. Scott, thank you for joining us, as always, and giving us your insight. I know you're going to be back for future episodes. We're not going to spoil for everybody which ones you'll be here for. But one more time before we go and I give you what's coming up, where can everyone find you online?
They can find me over on Instagram at JoJokers_movies.
There you go. Follow him there. He shows everything he picked up. He does little movie reviews. He has a Letterboxd. Maybe you can follow. It's the same on Letterboxd? JoJokers_movies?
Yes. Same on
Letterboxd. Find him on Letterboxd too and see his scores there. Mm-hmm. All right,
it's Alex, linked in my account.
There you go. So here's what we got coming up. We got a little bit. Two more movies. Men in Black 2. This is just me and you, brother. No guest. The original OG action movie guys.
Okay.
Men in Black 2, starring Johnny Knoxville and Laura Flynn Boyle. and then we're going back to Bayhem with a controversial movie, I think, because I think everyone hates it. But we'll see. We're going to be doing a little Pearl Harbor. Now, this is starring your boy, Ben Affleck. Also, Josh Hartnett.
Five.
Also, my girl, Kate Beckinsale. So
she's in it?
She is in it. And Cuba Gooding Jr. Isn't Cuba Gooding Jr. in this movie, too? Like, it's got some good acts. But I think everyone hates it. So we're going to be doing Pearl Harbor.
Everyone hates it?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Harrison had a tantrum when he said like, we're going to do it.
He's like, Midway is so much better than Pearl Harbor. I never heard him get mad ever until he brought up Pearl Harbor.
So, Bay Week.
There we go. So, yes, we will be doing Men in Black 2 and Pearl Harbor next week.
Well, there you have it, guys. Guys, want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram. He goes live every other Monday when we're not live on Instagram. You can check him out on Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Geeks and Flicks on Instagram or our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, thank you, Scott, for joining us for these two movies.
Thank you for having me.
There you
always
go.
A pleasure.
Till next time, be awesome to each other and geek out.